As I was saying, former President Mary Robinson will be among those welcoming Joe Biden to her hometown of Ballina a little later today. It's estimated that some 20,000 people will attend the speech which he's expected to deliver outside the cathedral. And Mrs. Robinson will speak ahead of the President's address tonight and recite some poetry. And we're joined on the line now by Mary Robinson. A very good afternoon to you, Mrs. Robinson. And welcome for the programme.
Hello, yes.
And thank you for talking to us. So we see Air Force One very shortly now. We expect it to take off. So very soon, within the next half hour or 40 minutes, Joe Biden will be touching down in Mayo, and you'll have that opportunity to welcome him to Ballina. How important an occasion is this for the people of Mayo, and particularly for the people of Ballina?
Well, it's very important to Ballina that he's coming back for the third time. He came back as vice president, he came back on a family visit, and now he's coming as president. And the town is full of excitement. But actually, if I may, Brian, could I just say one moment as a grandmother, feeling for Kirsty and her family in Galway. Such sadness to lose young lives too soon. Personally. But the excitement in Ballina, which I saw yesterday morning, was palpable. Mm-hmm. And then I travelled to Dublin and I had a good warm greeting with President Biden at the dinner, which he arrived very late for, I have to say, in Dublin Castle. And I told him that I've actually brought the light in the window, the famous light in the window, down to Ballina, so that it will now be housed in the Mary Robinson Centre, meaning our family home across the River Moy, just opposite where he will be speaking. It has been converted recently into the Mary Robinson Centre. Mm. It will celebrate human rights, women's leadership, gender equality, peace, climate justice, inclusiveness, etc. And that light will help. Mm. I think he'll mention the light when he speaks, because we were in tune last night.
Now, you're also going to be reciting a poem by the late and indeed your great friend Ivan Boland. Ahead of his speech. How did that come about?
I was delighted to be invited to recite this poem. It's The Emigrant Irish. It's a poem I know well from Ivan. We were very close friends. She stayed with me, in fact, in Ballina. And it's not an easy poem, because it's a poem before we appreciated the Irish emigrants. Mm. So when I'm introducing it, I will say this. You know, we didn't always value our emigrants who had to leave because of poverty, who had to leave because of conflict, who had to leave because of sexual orientation, whatever the reason. Mm. We didn't value them enough. Now we do. Now we've learned, thankfully. Mm. It's a new era where we do fully understand this extended Irish family. And I think my light in the window helped, and lots of other people helped.
I'm just watching the pictures from Dublin Airport as we speak. Mrs. Robinson and the aircraft, Air Force One, now is making its way across the apron towards the runway, ready to take off. And that will, I think, perhaps just be in the next couple of minutes. Just a word about the visit overall. You were there, as you said, at Dublin Castle last night. You heard the President's speech and the Taoiseach's reply. You heard what he had to say earlier this week in Belfast at Ulster University, and his speech, of course, to the joint houses of the Oireachtas. How do you assess how this visit has gone?
I think President Biden has managed to link in a clear pleasure and joy and happiness as an individual, as an Irish-rooted president, being back home, as he says, with serious messages. Serious messages in Ulster University calling for power sharing, but not putting undue pressure on the DUP, which would not be helpful. Emphasising the importance of Ireland's role in relation to Ukraine, the way in which we have helped to even pass a UN Security Council resolution. I noted that because I know the work Ireland did on the Security Council, which helped to do something very important, that sanctions would not prevent humanitarian relief. Mm. That's really very important globally.
And the fact
Ireland, And the United States achieved that.
Yeah, and the fact that he highlighted among his themes in the Doyle speech yesterday, or the Eructa speech, climate change and the challenges of food security.
That's right. And climate change and workers' rights. You know, he talked about economic development, but he said it will also include the rights of workers being respected. That is so important for a United States president in our world today, that we understand the rights of workers. But yes, he did. He spoke about climate change and he spoke about AI, about the enormous promise and the enormous concern. He talked about it as an inflection point. Mm-hmm. He had the ability to have serious messages among all the folksy being at home with the Irish, which we love. But, you know, the serious messages were there.
Yeah, they certainly were. Mary Robinson, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and the very best for the evening this evening in Ballina.
I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm sure you are. And thank you for taking time to talk to us.